All right, let's dive into this Hastings City Council meeting, February 3rd, huh? Courtesy of hastingsnow.com. They really make it easy to, to figure out what's going on in these meetings. So many podcasts and blog posts, really good stuff. Yeah. So a lot on the agenda, it looks like. PFAS, all kinds of things.
Yeah, they really do cover a lot of ground, approving new businesses, infrastructure, really gets into the nitty-gritty of what a city council does.
Sure, for sure. So right off the bat, new business licenses, H2 Tobacco, and Harmon Givens, massage therapist. What's the, what's the big deal with those? Seems kind of routine, right?
Yeah. So, you know, at first glance, it might just seem like paperwork. Mm. But it's really a way for the council to support the local businesses.
Yeah.
You know, getting these licenses allows businesses to open up, create jobs, and really contribute to the community.
Right. Yeah. So it's not just a formality. It's about making sure that the city has a good business environment.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between growth and making sure that businesses operate responsibly.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So moving on. Infrastructure projects. Looks like they're moving forward with the 2025 neighborhood infrastructure improvements. Accepted a feasibility report.
Right.
Scheduled public hearings. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of those public hearings?
Yeah. So public hearings are really essential for transparency and accountability. They give the residents a chance to, you know, voice their opinions, raise any concerns, really shape the decisions that affect them. It's a really important part of the process.
It's a direct line to the council then, for the residents.
Exactly. It's a time for them to ask those tough questions, demand accountability.
Now, let's talk about this PFAS thing. City Administrator Dan Witeka gave an update. But it seems like a complicated issue. Can you kind of break it down for us?
Sure. So PFAS are these man-made chemicals used in all kinds of products, from nonstick cookware to firefighting foam. The problem is they don't break down in the environment, and they can contaminate water supplies. And exposure to high levels of PFAS has been linked to health problems. So it is a serious concern.
So it's not just about having clean water. It's about long-term health, right? Now, it sounds like the city got a grant from the 3M settlement to address this issue. But there are still some roadblocks. What's the latest there?
Well, the grant is a big step forward. But these big infrastructure projects always have some complexities. It looks like the purchase of land for the new water treatment plant is on hold for now, because they need to do an environmental assessment, which is important.
Yeah.
Got to make sure the site is suitable.
Yeah, got to be careful about that, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I understand State Senator Seeberger and State Representative Dipilar trying to get some more funding for this.
Yeah, they are. They're working on getting both capital budget funds and general cash appropriations, you know, to address this issue.
Really putting in the work.
It shows how much they care about their constituents.
Okay. Moving on to something a little more fun. The Arts and Culture Commission presented their 2025 work plan. Sounds like they've got some cool stuff planned. I'm especially interested in their goal of increasing access to public art.
Yeah, they have a really impressive plan. They have three main goals. First is that increasing public art access, trying to bring art into everyday life. Things like murals and sculptures, even interactive installations.
I love that. Making art for everyone.
Exactly.
What are the other goals?
Well, the second is about supporting existing arts and cultural groups, you know, with funding, performance spaces, just raising their profile in the community. And the third goal focuses on creating a supportive environment for arts and culture, streamlining the permitting process for projects, things like that.
Really thorough. So before we move on, I wanted to mention something that stood out to me. Councilmember Virachov decided to table that resolution about the wildlife management area. What's the significance there?
Yeah, that was interesting. Seems like there were some concerns from the community. And Councilmember Virachov decided to delay the vote, showed that he was listening to the people. It's a great example of how citizen engagement can really make a difference.
Yeah, it shows that you can have a real impact. Local government isn't just this far-off thing.
Exactly. It's a dynamic process.
Now, before we wrap up this part, I just want to say again, all this great information is coming from hastingsnow.com. They're doing such important work making these meetings easy to understand. Check out their website, podcasts, blog posts, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's amazing how much they cover in these meetings. Big stuff, small stuff. Really gives you a sense of all it takes to run a city.
Yeah, for sure. So I saw a couple things on the consent agenda. You know, it might not seem like much, but they're important for the city to run smoothly. Like approving surplus property from the police department and a change order for the Hastings City Hall HVAC system.
Yeah, those are the things that often get overlooked, but they're essential. Like that surplus property, they can sell it, repurpose it, freeze up resources, maybe even generate some revenue, and that HVAC change order. probably about keeping the project on track on budget, which is really important.
Right, it's all connected. And speaking of things that are important for the city, I saw that Arden Mills is sponsoring the Movies in the Park program. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great example of, you know, a local business supporting a community event.
Free movies in the park. Can't beat that. And there's also that advertising agreement with Mid-State Plumbing and Heating. So it seems like the city's really good at using those partnerships.
Yeah, it's a smart strategy. The city gets to reach more people and the businesses get exposure.
Win-win.
Oh.
Yeah. We've talked about new businesses, infrastructure, arts, and culture, even public engagement. But I think we need to talk more about that PFAS contamination that keeps coming up.
You're right. It's a big issue. And it's going to take a lot of time and resources to address it. That grant from the 3M settlement was huge. But there are still challenges, like those delays with the land for the new water treatment plant.
Yeah, it's complicated. But it's good that HastingsNow.com gives us all the details. We know exactly how much funding Senator Seeberger and Representative Bipple are asking for. $5 million in capital budget funds. And another $1 million in general cash appropriations.
Yeah, it's really transparent. You can see where the money's going. And you can see how seriously they're taking this issue.
It's good to know they're on top of it.
Definitely. This is the kind of thing that takes a long-term commitment and collaboration between all levels of government.
You know, this deep dive has really made me think about how local government works. It's not just about going to meetings. It's about understanding all the little details and how everyone's working together.
I agree. It's about realizing how much local government affects our lives. You know, the businesses we go to, the water we drink, the events we enjoy.
And most importantly, it's about knowing that we have a voice. We can shape our community. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to ask our listeners, what part of local government in Hastings interests you the most? And how do you want to get involved?
Maybe go to a meeting, volunteer for a commission, or just stay informed through HastingsNow.com.
All great ideas. Remember, folks, local government affects us all. So let's stay engaged and informed. Big thanks to HastingsNow.com for making this deep dive possible. They're doing amazing work. Check out their website for more about what's happening in Hastings. Until next time, stay curious and stay engaged.
You know, for me, it's that willingness to listen, like with Councilmember Viershoff. Tabling that resolution really shows that they're paying attention to what people are saying.
Yeah, it's refreshing to see that kind of flexibility. Really shows that they're there to serve the people.
It makes you feel like you have a voice, like you're part of the process.
Exactly. So what about you? What part of local government in Hastings has really caught your attention? Is it economic development, environmental protection, arts and culture, something else entirely? Once you figure out what matters to you, how are you going to get involved?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? Maybe it's attending a meeting, volunteering for a commission, or just staying informed. HastingsNow.com is a great resource for that. You know, even small actions can make a difference. Local government needs people to participate.
Well said. So, that's about it for our deep dive into this Hastings City Council meeting. Huge thanks to HastingsNow.com. They make it so easy to follow along. Check out their website if you want to learn more about what's happening in Hastings.
They're doing great work.
Until next time, stay curious. Stay engaged.
Right.
And remember, the future of your community is in your hands.